بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Towards Understanding the Quran, abridged version, is the English translation of Maulana Sayyid Abul Ala Maududi's Tarjuma Quran Majid Ma Mukhtasir Hawashi, giving the translation of the Holy Quran with short notes. This is an abridged version of Maulana Maududi's monumental work, Tahfim al-Quran, and has been published by the Islamic Foundation, Markfield, Leicester, United Kingdom. The Quranic recitation is in the voice of a famous Muqri of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishari bin Rashid al-Afasi. The English translation is by Dr. Zafar Ishaq Ansari, and its recitation is by Mr. Muhammad Avas Malik. The foundation acknowledges its debt to Mr. Tariq Sheikh, Fahad Khan, Hafiz Saidullah, Hafiz Zakirullah, Mirza Taimur Beg, Mirza Dilshad Beg Saab, and their team for this electronic version. Print version can be had from Cube Publications, Markfield, Leicester, United Kingdom. Editor's Preface. Towards Understanding the Quran Abridged Version is an English rendering of Tarjumai Quran-e-Majid Ma Mukhtasir Hawashi, a translation of the Quran with short notes by Maulana Sayyid Abul Ala Maududi, 1903-1979, one of the most extensively read and influential Muslim scholars of the 20th century. Though Maududi was born and lived throughout his life in the South Asian subcontinent, his writings attracted Muslims as well as a fairly large number of educated non-Muslims across the globe. These writings also greatly contributed to that complex of feeling consciousness and activism that has come to be characterized during the last few decades as Islamic resurgence. As a writer, Maududi was both prolific and versatile. His writings, which range from small articles and tracts to voluminous books, encompass almost all significant aspects of Islam. These works were generally well received, especially by the educated Muslim readership, and his articulation of the Islamic worldview won him considerable acclaim. Maududi's presentation of the socio-economic and political doctrines of Islam in particular evoked much interest and appreciation. Likewise, Maududi distinguished himself by his forceful writings aimed at establishing that the principles propounded by Islam were intrinsically sound, that they were relevant for and viable in every age and clime, that they were intrinsically good and benevolent and conducive to the overall well-being of mankind. Apart from focusing on subjects of relatively contemporaneous concern, Maududi also wrote on subjects that belong to the traditionally recognized fields of Islamic scholarship, such as hadith, fiqh, and ilm al-kalam. It is the Quran, however, that held for him a very special place, and one might say, overpowering fascination. He relished the Book of God beyond all measure and never ceased to look up to it at every step and turn of life for light, guidance, and inspiration. In his view, the Quran was not to be approached merely for barakah, blessing. It should rather serve as the sheet anchor and the driving and guiding force of one's life. Hence, one should let the Quran shape one's intellectual outlook, mold one's character and conduct, and serve as the yardstick that should judge all things. Maududi once described the Quran as the master key, zestfully claiming that after he had found that key, all locked doors were flung open and all his intellectual problems and perplexities were resolved. It was perhaps not merely a coincidence that the monthly magazine which he chose to edit and through which he disseminated his ideas for 46 years, 1933 to 1979, bore the appellation Tarjuman al-Quran, the interpreter of the Quran. I felt greatly honored when I was asked to render Sayyid Maududi's monumental work Tahfim al-Quran into English. Over the years, 7 volumes of this work have been published by the Islamic Foundation, Leicester, UK, under the title, Towards Understanding the Quran. Some time ago, I was asked by my friends at the Foundation to suspend this major work for a while and devote my time and energy instead to complete the translation of the Quran and the short explanatory notes that Sayyid Maududi had written for his abridged one-volume work of the Quran, Tarjuma-e-Quran-e-Majid Ma Mukhtasir Hawashi, published in 1976. The idea was to make available an English translation of the Quran with short explanatory notes that would meet the need of the readers of the Quran who are concerned with knowing its essential teachings. The present work represents my compliance with that request. As the readers of Towards Understanding the Quran are aware, I had already translated up to Surah 28, Al-Qasas, of the Quran, and this had already appeared as part of the 7 volumes of the above-mentioned work published so far. For the present work, however, I reviewed that translation quite carefully and critically and modified it at quite a few places. As for the translation of the remaining surahs, 29 to 114, it was done afresh. I cannot thank God enough for enabling me to accomplish this task. The mere idea that I will, inshallah, find a place among the translators of the Quran is a matter of extraordinary privilege which fills my heart with immense gratitude to the Almighty. I must confess that before I had prepared the manuscript of the abridged one-volume work, I did not have more than a faint idea of the true value and merit of the abridged version of Tahfim as a vehicle for dissemination of the Quran's message. It was only after I had completed the draft of this work and read its proofs more than once, a task that made me read the text in one go, that I realized what a useful work it is. With all its merits, Tahfim al-Quran is a massive work and comprises something close to 4,000 pages of large-size paper in Urdu. It requires a considerable amount of sustained interest and a certain degree of academic competence to go through this significant piece of Quranic scholarship, especially its copious notes. It is no wonder, therefore, that although Tahfim attracted a very large readership, the abridged Urdu edition of the work prepared by Maududi himself has reached a much larger readership. We hope that the abridged edition of Tahfim in English will possibly also draw a very large readership and will thus be a source of enlightenment for a great number of people. The worth of the present work also lies in the fact that its short notes provide that essential explanation of the Quran without which an ordinary reader's understanding of it might remain inadequate. At the same time, the notes indeed seem confined to the bare minimum so that one hardly finds anything that is not necessary for a proper understanding of the Quranic teachings. In finalizing the text of this work, I have greatly benefited as I had benefited earlier in Towards Understanding the Quran from the critical comments and suggestions of Ms. Suzanne Takare and Dr. A.R. Kidwai, and it was my pleasant duty to express my profound gratitude to them. Dr. Kidwai was kind enough also to cast a second critical look at the text, which helped me weed out quite a number of lapses. I greatly appreciate this important contribution of his, and I am beholden to him for that. At the Foundation, Mr. Naim Qadura rendered valuable assistance in setting the Arabic material and page layout. Dr. Manazir Ehsan, by his constant, even if polite, reminders, did not permit this writer to relax or remain indolent for long. As for my lifelong friend, Khurshid Ahmed, it is no exaggeration to say that his words of appreciation, encouragement, kindness, and support helped me strengthen my resolve to give this work the best of whatever I have. In a way, both Towards Understanding the Quran and the present work are an epitome of a long, time-tested, and profound friendship and camaraderie. I am thankful to all of them. Several friends in Islamabad have also obliged me in the preparation of this work. My friend and colleague, Mr. S.M. Afzal Iqbal, Director Publishing, Administration and Finance, Islamic Research Institute, undertook the painstaking and meticulous task of culling out for this work the explanatory notes for Surahs 1 to 28 from the first 7 volumes of Towards Understanding the Quran. This was a very tedious task requiring meticulous care, which saved me considerable time and effort. I am deeply indebted to Mr. Afzal Iqbal for the fine job he has done. Several of my colleagues at the Islamic Research Institute have also assisted me in several ways. Mr. Amjad Mahmood and Gohar Zaman cheerfully typed and retyped the manuscript quite a number of times. Mr. Tufail Hussain Jadoon worked very hard to typeset and format the text, which was by no means an easy task. The Institute's skilled proofreaders, Mr. Muhammad Nazir and Mr. Mazhar Iqbal, also worked assiduously to ensure accuracy. Dr. Muhammad Junaid Nadvi of the Center of Islamic Studies, International Islamic University, Mr. Abdurrahman Saleh, Editorial Assistant, Islamic Studies, and Mr. Muhammad Akram Afzal of the Islamic Research Institute provided academic assistance. Mr. Qasir Shahzad of the Islamic Research Institute very carefully went through the manuscript from cover to cover, perhaps more than once, and favored me with quite a few critical comments. I feel great pleasure in acknowledging the contributions of these friends and colleagues and thanking them. Muhammad Mudassir Ali, again a colleague of mine at the Institute, worked with me on this manuscript day after day and month after month, and assisted me in ways just too numerous to be counted. He critically reviewed the text over and over again, his sharp eyes and penetrating brain perceiving errors, oversights, and inadequacies which had escaped my notice. His constant and critical scrutiny of the text has doubtlessly led to the improvement of the text. Apart from providing academic assistance, Mudassir also contributed very significantly to technical matters pertaining to the formatting of the text, to preparing the index, and helped me with the preparation of the glossary of terms and biographical notes. Enormous is the amount of time that he has devoted to and the extent of interest he has lavished on this work of mine, and most valuable is the assistance he has rendered to me in seeing this book through to completion. I do not think that mere words can ever adequately express my gratitude to him. The responsibility for whatever mistakes, oversights, or inadequacies remain in this work, despite the assistance I have received, lies squarely on my shoulders. May Allah bless all those whose names have been mentioned above, as well as those whose names could not be mentioned, although they have helped and encouraged and inspired me in connection with this work in one way or another. Zafar Ishaq Ansari, Islamabad, August 25th, 2005.